Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, that's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
So in the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, October 17th, 2015. Glad you joined us here on the Block Talk radio station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable and funny GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, get some business out of the way here. Your telephone number to call into the show. You can listen or even make a comment and get on the show. 619-393-6728. 619-393-6728. Hit the one button. That gets you on the show. I'm also in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. We're in there. I try giving the number over and over again. I can't stand when I'm in the car, driving, a commercial comes on, and the guy gives the number over and over. 619-393-6728. 619-393-6728. I heard it. I know I'm driving, but I heard it. 5-7 times. I get sick of it. So I gave the number a couple of times. All right, G. How you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing okay, you know, just coaching the little guys again, and it's been a challenge. But before we get going, we had a couple of deaths here in October, also in the basketball world. Dave Myers, remember Dave Myers?
No.
He was the captain of the 1975 UCLA team, and back in 1975, that same year, he was drafted number 2 overall, but of course, yeah. Really, they never panned out. Dave Myers passed away at the age of 62. And also, Neil Walk, that's a famous name there from the Phoenix Suns, passed away at the age of 67. So condolences go out to the Myers and the Walk family from the 2G Show.
It's like a lot of basketball people. I don't know, maybe it's me, but it just seems like there's a lot of basketball people are dying lately.
It must have something to do with the height.
I guess so, and we always had another one with that Lamar Odom over there. I mean, we always that was a close call, too. Would have been another one.
You know, yeah, it's crazy about these guys. I mean, you know, on top of the world and everything, and how they just fall apart, you know what I mean? And it's crazy. You know, I mean, I'm embarrassing to find yourself, you know, you're taking 10 Viagras, and you're doing cocaine, you're shooting up, and you find yourself in a brothel, and you know, almost passed out and barely alive. Be found like that, and it's kind of embarrassing.
I know. I mean, that's what the Kardashians will do to you. Getting messed up that stupid family. But
yeah, I know.
All right, there, brother. All right, let's move along here. Baseball playoffs are going on right now. Yeah, I got to say, surprised. They're very negative. They're critical of the Mets this year, especially if Collins. Still don't like them. But you called it, though. You called it a lot earlier. You said about the pitching. But DeGrom, I got to give him a lot of credit that game. He looked like he had it. He battled out there. So to say I'm happy, you know, it's an understatement. Now they got to go against the Cubs, which is a very good team. And I got to say this before I turn over to you and get your take on what's going on in the playoffs. Not Don Mattingly. I watched him a little bit last year in the playoffs. Now I watched him a lot this time. I talk about Collins. That's a bad manager there. And they got no respect for him over there, too. How many times, just like the fifth time this year, people screaming, yelling at him in the dugout. I mean, $300 million payroll. The Yankees made a good decision when they went with Joe Girardi over Don Mattingly that time when it came down to it. Not a good manager. I don't think he survives out there. But what's your take so far, brother, on the playoffs? I know you're a little thing, but the umpires, let me get the cheat take.
Before you get on to Don Mattingly's case there, brother, not a good manager. They won the division three times in a row. He has to put up with all those egos in that dugout. Of course, you got some hotheads like Etia who couldn't even tie Don Mattingly's shoelace. Don Mattingly was one of the best ball players of all time. To show him disrespect like that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. You know, that's like somebody getting on Joe Torre, yelling at Joe Torre like that in the dugouts. You know, you just don't do it. You know, you gotta have some kind of respect for Donnie Baseball. So I have no, I lost all respect for that idea. You know what I mean?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's embarrassing. Anyway, let's talk about them. First of all, you gotta, even though you gotta be surprised at the Mets and Chicago.
Absolutely.
You made a lot of money if you bet this thing in the beginning of the year. You would make a ton of money. I mean, the freaking Mets.
It up, you're right.
You'd be rich right now. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I agree. You remember that lineup they put out there? You were laughing at me before the All-Star break. I mean, they had like a Campbell back and forth. They had that was a ridiculous, amazing from that to where they go on now. But go ahead, brother.
I mean, if you put money down on this, you would be able to buy the Mets right now from the wall bonds. That's how much money you would have. I got to get into this. First of all, congrats to the Royals. I mean, it was down 6-2, six outs away in Houston. The dumbass governor of Houston is writing a text, congratulations to Houston for winning the division championship. Hopefully, we can get a whole Texas thing. I mean, you gotta knock this guy out of office. Everyone knows you got to wait. It ain't over till it's over, as the famous Yogi Berra says. I mean, congratulating them in the eighth inning that they won. And here comes the Royals, come back with six straight hits. They tie the game up. They take the lead, and they win 9-6. And the rest, of course, Houston couldn't recover. I mean, right now I'm impeaching my governor for doing the dumbest thing that you can ever do is congratulate somebody before the game is over. But now I got to get on there. First of all, I got little leaguers. They're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old who can catch the ball better than they did in that freaking seventh inning. It's a total embarrassment. It wasn't that it was tough plays. Ground ball to Shorty errors. Ground ball to first, they can't throw the second in that error. The guy bunts the ball, they throw the third, okay, he drops the ball. That is the most ridiculous. I mean, these guys are professionals. You understand they can make an error. But three errors in one inning and hand-wrap this game to the Toronto Blue Jays with those idiotic moron fans. They've always been like that. They even booed the national anthem at one time, these freaking asshole Canadian teams. They don't get their way. They pout and they start throwing stuff because they don't like the results. If they were smart enough to play at the home plate, which the umpire didn't even know the call and get into the refs and the umpires too. I mean, if you understand the call, it was a legal play. He should have scored on there. I mean, and so they don't like it, so they start throwing bottles and stuff. What a ridiculous. Those fans don't deserve nothing. I'm hoping the Royals beat the Toronto and knock them freaking Canadians out, because I can't stand them.
Yeah, I'm with you there, brother, too. I mean, you look at all the ball teams playing left. Talk about me. Philadelphia is the one that comes to mind. It's like that, just like that, Toronto. You know, that's both things there. You know, that's Philadelphia. That's to Toronto. I always say that's Philadelphia of Canada, Toronto. So I'm agree with you 100%. And you're right about all those errors. If I'm a Texas fan, I'm like, what the hell? Three errors. I mean, one inning. And you're right. The governor took a lot of heat for that. I mean, what an asshole doing that stupid thing. I mean, texting stuff out. So I'm with you on that one too, brother. But I know you had some things about the umpires, brother. I know you had some you know, your concerns or aggravation with them.
Well, first of all, with that umpire there, I mean, when the ball was thrown back, hit the bat and went there, and putting his hands up to call time, you know, to stop the play. First of all, don't put your hand up. Let the guy score, and then if you want to argue the call, you argue the call. I mean, the call was right. As long as the bat is, he's not out of you know, the batter's box. He's not interfering. It's a live play. Okay, he should have known that, the umpires. The umpires alone have no idea of the rules, you know, because all this replaying and all this stuff, they don't have to learn anymore. They just got to replay, you know. There's no students of the game anymore. Even the damn reps in football. I mean, first of all, the guy knocks the ball out of bounds. That ball should have went back to, you know, I don't even remember who they were playing that time.
I think it was Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. They should have got the ball back because that's an illegal play. And he's standing right there, don't know. The other day, 18 seconds went off the clock on a kick when the ball is not, the time is not supposed to run until the guy catches the ball and runs with it. It was a fair catch 18 seconds ago, almost cost Pittsburgh a game. I mean, it's calls after calls like this. It's ridiculous with these umps and these refs. Even in our game, the first game of the year, I'm still aggravated with it when it was a holding call. They don't even call a holding. But they'll call a stupid tacky foul when the guy just hits his arm or something. I mean, they're not paying attention. None of them are paying attention. They don't care. They got the replays that they're going to go look at. So as I said, no one's studying the rules. No one's studying the game anymore. I say get rid of the freaking replay. Of course, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you're right, but maybe because now we go to this, you know, replay that lacks. The 18-second one, to me, is the most egregious. Neither didn't cost them the game. But that, to me, nobody caught that in New York. I mean, that's the one that really 18 seconds goes off. They don't catch on the field. Nobody in New York gets in there and is watching the game. That I really don't understand how that happened. Could you imagine if that was the cost of the game? I mean, then the apologies come out. Oh, we're sorry. But it doesn't change. So you're right. Yeah, you don't realize how big of like you talk about these teams playing. You got to figure out the refs and the officials. They changed the whole game around, brother. Whole thing.
I mean, the umpiring behind the plate is so bad now. It is so bad that maybe they should just go to a computerized umpiring.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not even close. I wonder why these batters and stuff are so aggravated, even the pitching. I mean, a ball's a strike, a strike's a ball. You don't even know what the strike zone is anymore. And it hasn't changed since the day baseball started. I mean, something has to be done, I mean, with this balls and strikes calls. I mean, it's been terrible.
It is. I don't know if it's gotten worse because now we have that. We can see it on the, you know, they give us that the track thing there. And, brother, think about this. Balls and strikes, it's pretty much every play, unless the guy hits the ball, you know, or fouls it off, whatever. That dramatically changes the game. I mean, it's not just one call, you know, interference. It's every pitch. And you're right. I watch this thing, and I say, I don't understand. Even when the Mets are pitching sometimes, and if it's the guy calls a strike, I say, you're right. That's gotten really bad in the balls and strikes. Maybe they should go to that, like you said, the automatic or the computer, however they were going to do it. I don't know why they don't do that. I guess the umpire union is going to fight that.
It's the most important part of the game, balls and strikes.
Yep.
Okay? The ball is supposed to go over the plate from the knees to the lettuce. It doesn't change. Now you don't 6 inches outside, you don't get it because he's a better pitcher than the other guy. That's ridiculous. strike is a strike, okay? You don't give the guy first base because he's a better player and he just got there before the ball got him just a second before. But we got to give it to him because he's a better player. No, an out is an out. A strike is a strike. A ball is a ball. It's the same. I'm tired of these guys with these. This umpire gives you high. This one gives you low. He calls it outside pitches. He's a hitter's pitcher, umpire. It's ridiculous. It's supposed to be a strike is a strike. A ball is a ball. Doesn't change.
I agree, brother. I know, brother, and they always say, well, he earned that picture. That drives me crazy.
Oh.
Even in football. Look at football. I don't know if this is true or not, but the way the quarterback reacted, I tend to think it was true. But you remember Cam Newton, he took a hit, and it looked like he was out of bounds. He took a late hit. He complained to Ed Hockley there, Mr. Muscles Hockley. And according to Cam Newton, again, not there, he says, you haven't earned that call yet. You're too young. You haven't earned that call yet.
Yeah.
He denies saying it. But you look at his reaction when he's talking to him, I tend to believe him because he's like disbelief. Like, what?
Yeah. And yeah,
that's Tom Brady.
I remember. And these guys on the telecast, too. Well, he's a 15-year vet. He gets that call. No. It shouldn't be that way. I don't care this is your first game or your last game. A strike is a strike and a ball is a ball, as I said. You know? I don't care how many years you're in, he earned that strike. He earned it, you know. It's ridiculous.
I'm with you, brother. I think that drives me crazy. I'm surprised there's not more outrage over it. Yeah. You don't hear much about it. Unless, of course, it's a game. But, but other balls and strikes do determine a game. Let me get the number out again, 619-393-6728. That's your way in. Also, the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/2Gs. All right, brother, let's move on to football. I mean, the Giants, of course, start 0-2. People panic, which they should. People should get on them. They shouldn't have lost those two games. Refs were part of it. Giants' stupidity was part of it. We reel off three straight wins. We're 3-2 in first place. And this is the type of game, the Coughlin era, the Giants will get blown out. They win. They face the Eagles. Then on Monday night, which is another curse, we're terrible on Monday night. Get us off those Monday night games. I don't want any of them. But this is a typical game, brother, where we would get blown out. And, of course, now our receivers are hurt. I don't know who the hell they put out there. But any take on football, the Giants?
I got to agree with you, too, about this Monday night. No, I mean, we're on Sunday. We're on Thursday. We're on Sunday. We're on Monday. Okay. No, put 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, please. Get these other teams who you consider much better than us, put them on, okay? I'm sick of it. And you're right. Of course we're going to go into this Monday night. I got no receivers. I mean, we got a kid from Connecticut who's on the practice squad, a kid named Davis. Randall's got to get hurt. I mean, I'm sick of these guys. Beckham now, he's hurt. I mean, everybody, gets hurt. And of course, when Beason goes out on our defense, we can't play defense anymore. He was gone the first two games. We couldn't play defense. He comes back. We look good on defense. He gets out with a concussion, and then nobody knows how to play defense again. I mean, and then they led three drives to the 49ers who couldn't score a damn, couldn't score before. And they get three drives over 80 yards. It's ridiculous. And not only that, bro, again with the time, they get the ball down, and they're not sure if they're going to call timeout and everything, and then Eli's looking on the sideline. Should I call him? And the ref goes, timeout, and they're looking around, who called timeout? It's terrible, the last 2 minutes of a ball game. Lucky we pulled it out, but they're still confused. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either, brother. I mean, this should be any professional football team, but especially if you have a veteran quarterback, okay, and a veteran coach. Again, it shouldn't even happen, period, the way that these games are going. Every game is like, they're making bonehead decisions at the end. You don't know what's going on, but it should not be happening for a coach or a quarterback who's been together for 10, 12, or 12 years. It really is ridiculous. So I'm with you on that too, brother.
I mean, they let like 12 seconds to go before they could run down the end. They could have spiked the ball and saved the two timeouts. Eventually, of course, we won the game, so we've got to be happy with that. But they waste timeouts because they're all confused. They don't know what they're doing. If you got a first down, you're on a 20. Go down there and spike it. Save your timeouts. But no, they go down there. They're looking on the sidelines. Clock is running. They don't know what to do. Finally, Eli's looking, should I call timeout? He puts on a T sign. The ref, call timeout. And Kaplan's yelling, who called timeout? And everybody's confused. I mean, this should be going on, as you said, with this coach and this quarterback. But good thing we have Eli. I mean, he makes up for his bonehead shit, and he wins the game for us. And, I mean, that's Eli.
And Eli Manning, to me, is the most – it's an enigma to me. Again, I take the two Super Bowls. It's an enigma. I mean, but he's the perfect guy for New York, basically. He's almost like Derek Jeter personality, you know, living in New York, the pressure, you know, and yet this guy really never cracks. You know, he's always a stand-up guy. You got to get – I mean, it's amazing. I'm really impressed with, you know, with him, with that.
No, I'm impressed too, because most guys would have lost it by now, putting up with the stuff that he has to put up here in New York.
I agree there, brother. So we'll see what happens Monday Night Football. Hope it's the last night game for a while. I think they got to do Miami. They got Miami in December, but we'll see how we're doing. All right, brother. We're getting down here. A couple of things we want. I think we wanted to do something 2 weeks ago. We didn't do it. We're switching up a little bit from sports. We were talking about music, and we were talking about, you know, our top five bands or even solo artists. And I think you've got three of mine, but did you come up with your top fives?
Yeah, I have top five of favorites, musical acts, or, you know, bands and stuff. I do have five. You have five?
I don't know if I got five, to be honest with you, but... Before I go into that, let's get number one and two out of the way for you, because this is a big done deal. The Doors and Dave Mason are definitely your 1-2. And then for me, obviously, you know, Dave Mason is number one for me. So we got that out of the way. How do you want to go? You want to try to get? Should I try to guess your other three?
Well, yeah, you can guess the other three. I'll never come up with.
I won't spend too much time trying to guess you. I think Metallica. Was Metallica one of your top three?
Metallica is top five, you're talking.
Yeah, but okay, I was trying to get your third one. But okay, top five, Metallica in there?
Metallica's in there, but that would be at number four.
Okay, number four. So then we're down to, I need two more for you. And I don't think I'm going to get it. You told me about a band in the 70s or something like this. They're still making music. And was that
Here it goes. I'm going to get you first of all, of course, the Beatles, number five.
Oh, the Beatles. Okay, yeah.
And then I have this band right here that you'll get it as soon as you hear it.
See all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
There you go, brother. You know what that is, right?
I have no idea. So before I even try to guess it real quick, so you got The Doors, Dave Mason, you have The Beatles and Metallica. So this is your number, what, three or four?
Three. It's number three.
Three.
I have The Beatles, Metallica, this band, The Doors, Dave Mason.
And this band here still making music now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a female singer. Is it a female singer?
No.
That was a guy singing?
One of the greatest singers, yeah, in a band.
One of the greatest singers in a band. I know, brother, we only got 7-6 minutes. I'm not going to get it unless you give me another clue. I'm not going to get it.
Opposite of no.
Oh, that's just the top three? Yes?
Yes, baby, yeah.
I never would have gotten that. Have you ever seen them live or no?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
That's so Coliseum.
Okay. Wow.
Topographic Ocean.
Really
Yeah, Topographic Oceans Tour. Unbelievable.
The song I know that I love from them is is that Owner of a Lonely Heart? They don't sing that one, do they?
They do.
Owner of a Lonely Heart. Okay.
Yeah, right here.
That's the one I know.
That's the one, right?
Yeah. That's what I know.
Right? That's Yes.
That's the one I know. Well, I never would have got that. Yes. What year did you see them in Nashville, Coliseum?
1970, I want to say, let's see, 79.
Wow. Wow. All right, brother. Well, for me, I don't know about the top five. You got Dave Mason already. I think you already got Bachman Tunnel Overdrive for me. And Def Leppard. After that, brother, it's kind of, I don't know if I have a top five. I won't say I probably put Eddie Money in there, because I like everything he's done. But
like Bowie?
I don't know if I can have Eddie Money.
Eddie Money, or you don't like Bowie?
Who?
Bowie.
No.
David Bowie.
Yeah, I saw him that time because the girl I was dating, that Britney at the time, she wanted to go see David Bowie. I like him, but I went really for her when he did. I never even get to see him, though, because the person died falling from the stage. But anyway, Eddie Money, and then after that, brother, I don't know if I have our number five, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe you put Billy Joel over there, because I like a lot of Billy Joel. What the hell did I ask you, brother? Is it a compliment, or are you on your way out? I get a kick out of that stupid commercial. It's the final countdown. The guy's microwaving something.
And that lady at the end, she's bopping?
Yeah, she's bopping. It looks very good, like Mommy. Mommy uses the neck a little bit. But this one's bopping with her little kid. She's bopping. Brother, are they really singing for that commercial, or are they taking it from a cock? They look like they're really into it.
No, they're singing from that commercial.
They need the money. So, do you think that's a good strategy? I mean, because now I think, yeah, I got that CD. That's a pretty good CD. You know, they got a couple carry and a couple soul. Is that a good strategy to do to get your name out there, or that shows desperation?
Any way you can get your name out there, you do, because it, part of it is a desperation. But I mean, the band hasn't been in relevant for a long time, but. Oh, you get your name out there, people listen to it, hey, I like that song, they'll play it, maybe they'll like something else, and they'll go out and get it. So anytime you get your name out there now, it's so hard in the music business, you got to do it.
Yeah, I got to kick out of that commercial. So I stuck on number five, brother. I never think about this. I think for me, it would be Eddie Money. It would be Def Leppard, BTO, and, of course, Dave Mason. And you shot me with a yes. I never would have gotten that one. The Beatles I should have gotten. But I told you you never would have got him.
Never would have got
that. So, all right, brother. We're getting down to the last 2 minutes here. Any final thoughts?
Well, brother, another good job there, and wish your Mets good luck to the series. See if they can get it done. Harvey shows up. Anybody listening around the world, I'm glad everybody's listening. Keep on listening. Tell your friends wherever you are. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
Great job as well, brother. Thanks for listening out there. We'll be gone. We'll be back first week of November. It's hard to believe this year is almost done. If you're listening on demand, thanks for listening. Try to catch us live Saturdays 5 to 5:30. So for Gigi, this is MG. Happy Halloween. Good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience. I've been living life. hotel.